Today, we're going to talk about what needs to change in order for you to get a different result.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Accomplish what you have not focused on. If you're not focusing on it, it can't happen. You cannot attract what you don't focus on. You cannot fix what you don't admit needs to be fixed. The process is more important than the actual prize.
Hey team, Glenn Azar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. That's my boy ET. And I love that little message. And it is, you cannot accomplish what you're not focusing on. So the whole episode today is about what needs to change in order for you to get a result that you're currently not getting. And why are we talking about this? Well, this is the last podcast that I'm putting out before I kick off my mindset mentoring program this Sunday, which is the 3rd of July. So it's an 8-week program. I've spoken about it on this show before, and the whole concept of the program is to give you different tools, different attitudes, different accountability in order for you to achieve something different. Because here's the thing, if you're currently not getting a result in any area of your life, it's possible that you don't have the tools to get that. You don't have the drive, the motivation, the inspiration, the accountability, or you just simply do not have the tools to achieve the thing that you want to achieve. So you've got to ask yourself a really important question. And the question is this, what do I not have? Like, what skill set or what tools do I not have? Why haven't I achieved this thing? Because we all do what we want to do. Every day, you're taking out actions that you want to take, whether it be watching TV, reading books, sleeping, whatever that thing is for you, wherever you waste time potentially, that's not moving you towards the thing that you want to achieve. Now, this doesn't mean we're broken. It doesn't mean that there's anything particularly wrong with us. In fact, I think it means we're quite normal. So ultimately, we all fall into this bit of a habit of comfort and think, oh, I want that thing and I'll work on that thing later on. But right now, life is busy and right now this is going on and that's going on. And the truth is, as we all know, life is always going to be busy. So you need to ask yourself, well, what am I willing to do differently? How much do I want this? Or is this even a goal that I really want? Now, if it's something that's relatively new, of course, maybe you've got a bit of time on your side and there's a reason you haven't achieved it. But if there's something that's been in the back of your mind for, you know, weeks, months, years, which often happens for people, you need to ask yourself that question. Why am I not moving towards this thing? Like, what's holding me back? What's the anchor? And I'm not here to sell the program to you per se, whilst I'd love to have you on it. The link's in the show notes. You can contact me directly. You can email me, glenn@glennazar.com. You can text me, 0438364106, to ask any questions you might have. But I'm not here to have a phone conversation with you to try and convince you why it's a good thing. You need to decide that. You need to decide, do I need help to move towards whatever it is I want to move towards, or am I just stuck and don't even know what I want and I'd like help with that? And if the answer is yes, then let's do the program. But if the answer is I'm not sure, or if the answer is I need Glenn to give me a phone call to try and talk me into it, it's not going to happen. Like, I'm more than happy to chat with people about what it is that we do and how the programs work, etc. But I'm not here to convince you that your goals are important enough to you that you should invest in someone to help you get there. That's not my role. Because if I have to do that much work just to convince you that your goals are worthwhile, it's already too much work. It's already too hard. It's already, I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm going to have to try and do work just to start you on the program, to start you on the process. How much work am I going to have to do in the next 8 weeks when it gets tough? Because at the end of the day, it gets tough. And I've experienced this on every program. You get to that 1 or 2 week mark and everyone's on fire. Everyone feels great doing things. Get to week 3, 4, 5, 6, you start to hit the grind, you start to hit some challenges that come your way, welcome to life, and then all of a sudden things get really hard, and then by week 7 and 8, there's a percentage of people that just don't show up. I see it on my online programs, my 12-week Design Your Life program. I see it on the 28-day program. There's this same little sort of Mount Everest moment in the middle of the programs that people just kind of, life gets hard and they drop off. And there's a large percentage of people that never finish those programs. And then we wonder why we're stuck. The tools are there. These have worked for other people. They're adaptable to all of us. So why am I not getting the result? It's because you're letting that story get in the way. You're letting that story of busyness, of life, of you start to sell out on your dreams. It's not that important to me. I'll come back to it later on. And one thing we all know is eventually we run out of later ons. So whether you do this mindset mentoring program or not, or whether you do something else, you need to look at your goals, ask yourself why you haven't achieved them, ask yourself, is there something I need to do differently? And I'm going to give you a hint here. If you're not getting the result now, there is something you need to do differently. And then go out and ask yourself, what commitments am I willing to make towards achieving this goal? And if not, get rid of it. Don't leave it on your list for months and years if the truth is you're not willing to make commitments towards it. Because if you don't do something, if it stays on your list, you start to collect evidence, you start to convince yourself that you are not worthy or good enough to achieve the goal. And that is absolute garbage. Never, ever let yourself believe that. So I don't care what you do about your goals or how you go about achieving them, but if you need help, if you feel like you're stuck, or if you feel like you're just looking for an extra little bit of something, then I've got no doubt that I, myself personally, through years of experience and through the Mindset Mentoring Program, have the skills, the ability, and the people to put around you to help you achieve it. You want a different result? It's time to do something differently. Kicking off this Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.